亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，让我们一起来读主的话语。
Dear brothers and sisters, let's read together the word of the Lord.
请大家打开旧约哈巴谷书第二章。
Let's turn to the Old Testament, the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2.
我们先要读第一节到第四节。
We will first read from verse 1 through verse 4.
哈巴谷书二章第一节。我要站在守望所，立在望楼上观看，看耶和华对我说什么话，我可用什么话向他诉冤。他对我说，将这末世明明的写在板上，使读的人容易读，或作边跑边读，因为这末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚谎。虽然迟延，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟延。加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，唯一人因信得生。
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. I will stand on my guard post and station myself on the rampart, and I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me, and how I may reply when I am reproved. Then the Lord answered me and said, Record the vision and inscribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run, or in other words, it will be easy to read. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come. It will not delay. Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by his faith.
我们再读哈巴谷书第三章十七节到十九节的上半。
Let's further on to read Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19a.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
Chapter 3 verse 17 Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like hinds' feet, and makes me walk on my high places.
让我们低头一起做一个祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主啊，我们恭敬地来到你的面前。
Dear Lord, with all reverence, we draw near into your presence.
求你借着你宝贵的话语，对我们每一个人说话。
We entreat you to speak to every single one of us with your precious words.
除去一切的障碍和帕子，使你的话语能毫无拦阻地进到我们每一个人的心里。
Remove the veil and all the hindrances so that your word can come directly into our hearts with no hindrance.
主啊，我们宝贝你的同在和你的面光。
Lord, we treasure your presence and your countenance.
愿你在聚会中得着完全的主权和荣耀。
May you gain total sovereignty and glory in this meeting.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. 哈巴谷书只有三章，但是里面包含的意义很丰富，我们越读越有味道。
Even though the book of Habakkuk only has three chapters, however, it has very rich meanings. Therefore, the more we read, the more we are attracted to it.
先知哈巴谷这个名字是拥抱、紧贴的意思。
The name Habakkuk meant to embrace or to cling to.
他关心神的百姓和犹大国。
He has great concerns for the people of God and the nation of Judah.
当他看到国内许多不公不义的事情的时候，他紧贴着神追问：“你为何？你为何？”
When he saw all these lawless and unjust things in the nation, he would cling unto the Lord and say, "Why? Why?"
在哈巴谷书一章二到四节里面，先知一连问了三个问题。
In chapter 1 from verses 2 to 4, the prophet asked three consecutive questions.
他说神啊我呼求你你为何不应允、
He said in verse 2, How long, O Lord, will I call for help and thou will not hear?
你为何不拯救不理呢
Why hast thou not saved? And why have you looked upon all this with favor?
当耶和华在一章六节回答了哈巴谷说他必兴起加勒底人来惩罚犹太人的时候
When the Lord told Habakkuk in verse 6 that he is raising up the Chaldeans to punish the Israelites
哈巴谷又因加勒底人对犹太人的强暴向神又问了五个问题
And Habakkuk continued on to ask God five additional questions because of the violence that the Chaldeans would do to the Judeans.
直到神在第二章给了他回答以后，哈巴谷得着了答案。
Until chapter 2, God answered, provided his answers to Habakkuk.
他不但不再有疑问，到了第三章反而对神发出了祷告和颂赞。
So not only would he cease all his questionings in chapter 3, on the contrary, he offered up praises and prayers to God.
这也是我们可以学习的。我们可以把万事带到神的面前去求问、紧贴并抱住神。
This is also something we could learn from Habakkuk. We need to bring all things before God to inquire of him. We can also cling unto him and embrace him.
像创世纪中的雅各和神摔跤，他对神说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去，直到神祝福了他。
Just like Jacob in the book of Genesis said to God, he wrestled with God and he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
神喜欢我们紧紧地抓住他，并且到他面前来求问。
God delights in us holding tight to him and go into his presence to inquire of him.
因为他应许我们说，你们寻求我，若专心寻求，就必寻见。
Because he has promised us, we will seek him and find him when we search for him with all our hearts.
在第二章中，神回答的重点就是第二章四节的下半，义人必因信得生。
In chapter 2, the focal point of God's response is in verse 4b, which is, the righteous one will live by his faith.
这个重要的信息简洁而含义深远。
This is an important message. The words are very concise, but it conveys profound implications.
这一节的前半说，加勒底人自高自大，心不正直。
In verse 4a, it says that, Behold, as for the Chaldeans, the proud ones, their souls are not right within them.
这一节的后面一连说了加勒底人的五个有祸了，祸灾，形容他们如何的邪恶，如何的黑暗。
And after verse 4, the Bible continues to say about the five woes of the Chaldeans to describe how wicked and how dark they were.
这一前一后好像一个黑色绒布的盒子，中间放了一颗十克拉的钻石。
The earlier verses and the latter verses, they're like a contrast. It's like in a black velvet box. You put a 10 carat diamond in it.
义人必因信得生，这句话太宝贵了。
Therefore, the words.The righteous one will live by faith is indeed too precious.
但愿今天主也对我们每一个人的心说话，使我们听见他的声音。
May the Lord also speak to our heart so that we could hear his voice.
并且对一些疑问从主的话里面能够得着解答。
Furthermore, we can get our answers from our questionings from the word of the Lord.
所以我今天的题目就是义人必因信得生。
Therefore, the topic of my message today is the righteous shall live by faith.
分为三点。
I have two separate points.
第一，世人都犯罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
First, all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God.
第二，为义人因信得生。
Second, the righteous shall live by faith.
第三，以神为乐。
Third, delight yourself in God.
我们来看第一点，世人都犯罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Let's look at the first point. All have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God.
在哈巴谷书第一章里面，我们看到不止加勒底人所代表的世人犯罪，被神定罪。
So in chapter 1, we see that not only the Chaldeans are representing the people of the world, they have sinned and they have been condemned by God.
就连犹太人，所谓的宗教徒，也犯罪，被定罪。
Even the religious ones among the people of Judah, they have also sinned and they have also been condemned by God.
在哈巴谷书一章二到四节，先知告诉耶和华说，他在神子民中间看见罪孽和奸恶。
So in Habakkuk verses 2 to 4 in chapter 1, the prophet told the Lord God that he can see iniquity and wickedness among the people of God.
在民间也起了争端和相斗。
And there's also strife and contention among the people.
律法放松，公理不显明。
The law is ignored and justice is not upheld.
恶人围困义人，公理显然颠倒。
For the wicked surround the righteous, therefore justice comes out perverted.
这不正是美国这个国家现在的写照吗？
Isn't this a reflection of America, this nation, at this current time?
犯人成了英雄，警察被群众围困，无法无天，没有公理。
So criminals have become heroes, and the police are surrounded by crowds. People are neither law-abiding nor God-fearing. There is no justice.
这个曾经以神自傲，常说天佑美国的国家。
This nation who used to boast of God and who has said, God bless America.
今天竟然成了世人耻笑的对象。
Today has become the laughingstock of the people in the world.
落在受凌辱、受羞耻、遭大难之中。
And America is being insulted and bullied and shamed and under great affliction.
不但不能再为神在这个世界上做见证，反而被神定罪受惩罚。
Not only has America ceased to bear testimony on this earth for God, it has been condemned by God and is being punished by God.
对以色列人而言，于是神就兴起了加勒底人，就是巴比伦人，来惩罚他的百姓。
So as far as the Israelites are concerned, God raised up the Chaldeans, they're the Babylonians, to punish his people.
其实加勒底人不过是神手中的工具，来管教以色列人。
The Chaldeans are merely tools in the hands of God to discipline the Israelites.
他们残忍暴躁，施行强暴，骄傲自大。
The Chaldeans are fierce and impetuous. They conducted violence. They are proud and arrogant.
仗着自己的势力为神，与神对抗。
They whose strength is their God, and they opposed God.
就像当初的巴别塔，塔顶通天，为要传扬他们的名。
It's just like the Tower of Babel in the early days. They wanted to build a tower whose tip will reach into the heaven.
这不就是这个世界的光景吗？
And they also want to make a name for themselves. Isn't this the condition of the current time?
世人不要神，故意不认识神，行神眼中看为恶的事。
The people in the world do not want God. They deliberately do not want to know God. They also do wickedness that would be considered wicked in the eyes of God.
几周前弟兄们在主日的信息中已经把这个世界形容得很清楚了。
several weeks before, our brothers have described this message, this world very clearly.
所以神的子民不但不要爱世界和其上的事，更要从其中出来。
Therefore, people of God, not only should they not love the world and the things of the world, they also need to get out of the world.
因为这个世界和世人已经被神定罪，并要受到他的审判。
Because this world and people in the world has already been condemned by God, and they will be punished.
就连我们自己也不要自义。
Even for us, we should not be self-righteous.
随意的批评论断别人，就如这个国家这些日子所发生的事。
To willy-nilly criticize and judge others.
大家彼此指责对方，我们也常常随从媒体网络的消息。
We also criticize one another. We also follow the media and internet news.
没有经过查证就随从别人任意的批评论断，造成了国家社会的混乱。
And without our own verification, we just follow other people, and we would criticize and judge at will, so that we cause confusion of society and nation.
中了仇敌的诡计。被仇敌利用来破坏、杀害并撕裂自己的家园而不自知。
And we've fallen into the wicked trap of the enemy. We have been used by the enemy to destroy, to annihilate, and we don't even know that we have been, our families have been torn apart.
结果造成了国家极大的伤害。
As a result, we have caused great harm to the nation.
我们要蒙神的光照，看到我们在自己在肉体里和世人并没有两样。
We need to be enlightened by God. We need to see that we ourselves in the flesh, we are no different from people in the world.
都是罪人，都犯罪，亏缺了造我们之神的荣耀。
We have all sinned, we are all sinners, we have all fallen short of the glory of the God who created us.
如罗马书第一章第十节所说的。
As Romans 3:10 says,
没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
There is none righteous, not even one.
人不过是自己以为是义人，叫做自义，自觉良好。
We just feel that we are a righteous person. This is called self-righteousness. We feel that we are pretty good.
但是人的义在神的眼中都像污秽的衣服、破布，是不能遮羞的。
However, the righteousness of man in the eyes of God is just like filthy rags. It is insufficient for covering.
都是罪人，都被定罪，都伏在神的审判之下。
We are all sinners.We have all been condemned. We need to all prostrate before God under His judgment.
结局就是灭亡，永远的沉沦。
And our end result is death, which is eternal destruction.
我们现在看第二点，为义人因信得生。
And let's look at the second point now. The righteous shall live by faith.
哈巴谷把许多不义的事情带到神的面前去求问。
Habakkuk brought a lot of unrighteous things before God to inquire of him.
二章一节，他站在守望所，等待神的回答。这个是我们可以学习的。
We can learn from him because in chapter 2, verse 1, he would stand on his guard post to wait for God to respond to him.
当我们看见社会上这么多不公不义的事情的时候，要带到主面前去求问。
When we see all this unfairness and unjust things in society, we need to bring it before the Lord to inquire.
求神启示并回答，我们不要去和人争论。
We need to entreat God to reveal and to answer us instead of arguing with people.
甚至受人鼓动去示威，被人利用，中了仇敌的诡计而不自知。
To the extent that we could even be manipulated to protest and to be used by others, and we fall under the trap of the enemy, and we don't even know.
要安静地在主面前求问，并且耐心地等候，他就必回答。
We need to be still. We need to come before the Lord to inquire of Him, and we need to wait patiently, and He will surely answer us.
二章二节，神就对哈巴谷说：“将我的回答写下来，使读的人随跑随读。”为什么要跑呢？
In Habakkuk 2:2, it talks about inscribe the answers on the tablets, and so that the one who read it can run. Why do you have to run while reading?
因为这个是得救的福音啊。
Because this is the gospel for salvation.
接下去二章三节说，有一定的日期快要应验，并不虚谎。
In verse 3, it continues to say that it is yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail.
因为审判即将来到啊，好像迟延，其实不是单延，乃是宽容。
Because judgment is coming soon, but it is not, it will certainly come. It will not delay.Because it is forbearance.
因为他不愿意一个人沉沦，乃愿人人得救。
Because God does not want one to perish, but for all to be saved.
然而这审判必然临到，不再迟延。
But surely this judgment will certainly come. It will not delay.
那么神对哈巴谷一切问题的回答呢，就是二章四节。
Now, God's response to Habakkuk's, all of his questions of Habakkuk is in Habakkuk verse 2:4.
加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，为义人，因信得生。
Verse 4, Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by faith.
加勒底人就是世上一切的人，就是从巴别所分散到各地的人。
The Chaldeans are all the people in the world, those people who have been scattered from the Tower of Babel.
因为悖逆、独立、自高自大。
Because they rebelled against God, they wanted to be independent. They are proud and lofty.
传扬自己的名声，弃绝神的名。
They want to make a name for themselves, and they reject the name of God.
遭受咒诅。有祸了。
Therefore, they are now cursed. Woe to them.
但是唯有义人可以因信得生，这是唯一得救之路，是大好的福音。
But only the righteous shall live by faith. This is the only way for salvation. And this is also the great gospel.
所以我们要把这个大好的消息，就是唯一解决社会不公平问题的福音边跑边传。
Therefore, for this great news, the only solution to all the social injustice, we have to proclaim and we need to run while proclaiming it.
是快快的去告诉人。
We need to tell people quickly.
而不是去传播制造仇恨分裂的消息。
Instead of spreading news of enmity and division.
这个大好的福音是论到一个特殊的人物。
As for this great gospel, it is related to a unique person.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
他是神的儿子，又是人的儿子，他有神性，又有人性。
He is the Son of God. He is also the Son of Man. He has the divine nature, but he also has the nature of man.
他为了爱世人降卑来到这个世上。
Because he loved the world, he humbled himself and came to this world.
他在世上过了33年半无罪的生活，也经历了人世间的苦难。
For 33 and a half years on this earth, he led a sinless life, and he also experienced affliction in men.
他能体谅人的软弱和痛苦。
Therefore, he can sympathize with the weakness and pain of men.
最后被钉在十字架上，为着他所爱的世人流出了宝血。
Finally, he was crucified on the cross, and he shed his precious blood for the people he loved.
就是替我们这些罪人死，替我们付清了赎价。
In other words, he died for sinners like us. He paid the ransom for us.
满足了神公义审判的要求。
He satisfied the requirement of righteousness and justice of God.
虽然这是一个古老的故事。
Even though this is an old story.
但是我每当思想他的大爱，总是这么的新鲜，这么的甘甜。
But every time I think about this great love, it is always so fresh and so sweet.
也因为只有他是无罪的。
Because only he is sinless.
所以只有他能为罪人代死。
Therefore, only he can die for sinners.
也只有他满足了神一切公义的要求。
And only he can satisfy all the requirements of God regarding righteousness.
因着他是神的儿子，完全的公义，死的权势不能拘禁他。
Because he is the Son of God, he is he cannot be held by the dominion of death.
三天之后，他从死里复活了。
After 3 days, he arose from the dead.
今天不但坐在高天至大者神的右边。
Today, not only did he sit down at the right hand of the Majesty on high,
也成了赐生命的圣灵住在每一个相信接受他的人里面。
He is also the life-giving spirit. He dwells in everyone who has believed and received him.
在罗马书四章二十五节告诉我们，
Romans 4:25 tells us,
耶稣被交给人是为着我们的过犯。
He who was delivered up because of our transgressions.
复活是为着我们的称义。
And Jesus was raised because of our justifications.
基督从死里复活，证明了罪的问题解决了。只要我们相信接受他，人可以被称义，免灭亡了。
Christ arose from the dead, and therefore the problem of sin has been totally resolved. And if we believe and accept him, then this issue is resolved.
人类最大的病毒啊，不是新冠病毒。
The biggest virus in human mankind is not the novel coronavirus.
其实就是罪。
The biggest virus is sin.
耶稣基督就是人类犯罪救命免灭亡的解药。
Jesus Christ is the antidote when humankind sin and are about to be destroyed.
我们如何从一个罪人成为被神称义的义人呢？
How can we become to turn from being a sinner to be someone who is justified by God?
请注意听，是被神称义。
Please pay attention. I'm saying we are being justified by God.
就是谦卑自己，承认自己是罪人，相信并接受这唯一的解药。
Therefore, the only way to do this is to humble ourselves, admit that we are a sinner, and we believe and accept this only one and only antidote.
就是为我们死而复活的耶稣基督做我们的义。
In other words, this Jesus Christ who has died and arose for us, he has become our righteousness.
我们不但不至灭亡，要反得永生。
Not only would we not perish, we would have eternal life.
所以为义人必因信得生，这是神的福音。
Therefore, the righteous shall live by faith is the gospel of God.
也是无望人类唯一的拯救和一切问题的解答。
This is the salvation for mankind who has lost hope, and this is the answer to all of our questionings.
因为只有在基督的十字架上，爱与义、公义和怜悯可以彼此相遇相合。
It is only on the cross of Christ where love and righteousness can meet together and be compatible.
就是上周弟兄所说的行公义、好怜悯、实行的路。
This is the way by which we can realize what our brother exhorted us last week, to do justice and to love kindness.
在许多教人祖上的新闻中，有一个鼓励人的一个小小的故事。
Among all the depressing news, there is a little a piece of news that is encouraging to me.
就是一个社区里面有一些白人和黑人的基督徒。
So there's a community where there are Caucasian Christians and African American Christians.
彼此认罪，一起痛哭流泪祷告。
They confess their sins to one another. They weep and they cry and they pray.
证明了在基督里，人类可以脱离巴别的咒诅。
This evidences the fact that in Christ, humankind can be set free from the curse of Babel.
每一个罪人都可以因为相信耶稣，在基督里被神称义。
Every single sinner, because they believe that they are in Christ, therefore they can be justified by God and by God.
彼此相爱才有真正的合一。
Because they can truly love one another, therefore there is true oneness, true unity.
感谢主，在基督里慈爱和诚实彼此相遇。
We thank the Lord. Loving kindness and truth have met together.
公义和平安彼此相亲。
Righteousness and peace have kissed one another.
义人必因信得生命而生活。
The righteous shall by faith receive his life, and then they can live their lives.
现在我们看第三点，以神为乐。
Let's look at the third point now.Delight ourselves in God.
义人必因信得生，它的原文可以翻译作义人必因信得生命并且过生活。
So this phrase that the righteous shall live by faith, in the original language it can be translated as the righteous, because they have faith, therefore they receive this life, and then they live their lives.
所以我们不但得着了神的生命，还要靠这个生命而生活。
So not only do we receive the life from God, and we also need to rely on this life to live our lives.
才能不断地活出一个被神称义的生活。
Therefore, we can live out a life that is justified by God continuously.
所以罗马书一章十七节说，这义是本于信，以至于信，开始于相信，还要继续相信。
Therefore, Romans 1:17 says, For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. It begins with faith, of course, but it also continues on with faith.
我相信我们中间大多数的人已经相信并接受了耶稣，接受了神的福音和救恩，并且被神称义了。
I believe the vast majority of us have already believed and received God's gospel and salvation, and we have been justified by God.
但是这只是客观地位上的称义。
However, this is only a justification, from the objective viewpoint.
就像路加福音十五章中间的浪子，他虽然是污秽的，但是回到了家中，父亲先给他披上了上好的袍子。
It's just like the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. He was filthy, but when he returned home, the father first put on the best robe on him.
今天基督就是我们的义袍。
Today, Christ is our robe of righteousness.
当我们刚信主悔改并接受他做救主的时候，基督就做了我们的义袍。
When we first believe in the Lord, we repent and we receive Him as our Savior, then Christ becomes our robe of righteousness.
使我们得以进入神的家，坦然无惧地来到父神的面前。
Therefore, we can enter into the household of God. We can come into the presence of God the Father with confidence.
但是不止于此，父亲还叫人把肥牛犊牵来宰了。
But not only so, the father of the prodigal son asked someone to bring the fattened calf to kill it.
回家的浪子与父亲一同坐席享受快乐。
So the prodigal son who has come home would sit with the father to enjoy the fattened calf and be merry.
今天基督也是那肥牛犊做了我们生命的供应。
Today, Christ is also that fattened calf. He has become the provision in our lives.
使我们里面的心灵得到饱足，不再饥饿。
Therefore, our inner hearts is now satisfied and full and no longer hungry.
所以我们今天还要继续天天相信，并且依靠基督做我们里面的生命来过生活。
Therefore, today, every day, we need to continue to believe and we need to rely on Christ as our inner life so that we can live our lives.
才能活出一个义的生活，并且讨神的喜悦。
And therefore, we can live out our lives of righteousness to be pleasing to God.
并且主观地被神称义。
Therefore, subjectively, we are indeed justified by God.
我们要认识一件事情，在人里面毫无良善公义。
We need to recognize that in men there is nothing good, nothing righteous.
要行公义，必须靠神的生命才可以行得出来。
In order to do justice, we have to rely on the life of God before we can do justice.
现在社会上高唱社会公平正义。
Nowadays, the society harps on the so-called social justice.
但是只有在基督里面才能真正找到公平正义。
However, only in Christ can we get true justice and fairness.
他才是解决人类社会公义的唯一解答。
Only Christ is the only solution for all the social justice.
这要从我们每一个人自己相信接受耶稣基督开始。
And this starts with every single one of us individually receiving Jesus Christ as our Savior.
因为这个生命能救我们脱离自己和肉体。
Because his life can set us free from ourselves and our flesh.
什么时候我们活在自己老旧的生命里，体贴肉体，结果就是软弱、死亡、不义的光景。
Anytime we live in our old self and old life, we set our mind on the flesh, then we're just falling in weakness and death and unrighteousness.
就如罗马书八章五节说，体贴肉体的就是死。
Just like Romans 8:6 says, for the mind set on the flesh is death.
但是体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
But the mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
在这个真理不分、谎言充斥的时代。
In these days when people cannot distinguish truth and when we're inundated with lies.
打开新闻网络，几乎所有的消息都是叫人看了灰心失望。
If you turn on the news and look at the internet, almost all the news would cause you to look to be disappointed and lose hope.
甚至愤怒、仇恨，越看越死亡。你说不是吗？
And it could also instill anger and hatred. The more you read the news, the more there is death.
所以我们要远避叫我们里面死亡的事物，要来体贴在我们里面赐生命的圣灵。
Therefore, we have to flee from the things that cause inner death. We have to set our mind on this Holy Spirit that dwells within us.
多读主的话，花时间亲近主，才是生命与平安。
We should spend more time reading the Word of God, and we need to spend more time to draw near to the Lord. That is life and peace.
并且在罗马书五章九到十一节说，我们既靠着他的血称义。
Furthermore, in Romans 5:9, it says that much more than having now been justified by his blood,
就更要因他的生命得救了。
So much more than we shall be saved by his life.
不但如此，也就借着他以神为乐。
And not only so, we are also exulting in God, delighting ourselves in him.
所以这个生命不但赐给我们平安，这个生命也是一个超越、得胜、喜乐的生命。
So his life not only give us peace, This life is also a victorious life, a transcended life, and a joyful life.
我们要靠着这个生命更往前，过一个得胜、超越、以神为乐的生活。
Therefore, relying on this life, we need to press forward and lead a life which is victorious, transcended, and we also delight ourselves in God.
也如先知哈巴谷书在第三章里面对神的颂赞。
This is similar to the blessings that Habakkuk offered to God in chapter 3.
当他的问题得着了解答，他认识了人的本相和神的救恩，他就不再发问了。
So once his questions have been answered, he got to know the true nature of man and the salvation of God. He ceased all his questionings.
反而对神满了颂赞。
And within him, he was full of praises and blessings toward God.
在哈巴谷书三章四节那里说，
In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4, he says,
他颂赞神的荣光，他的辉煌。
He blessed God for his splendor and his radiance.
他的能力，他的威严和他的作为。
He blessed God for his power, his majesty, and his work.
也像诗人在诗篇45篇第一节所描绘的，我的心里涌出美词。
It's also like the psalmist in Psalm 45. It says that my heart overflows with a good theme.
他说我论到为王做的事，英文就是说我为王所写的颂词，我的舌头是快手笔。
I address my verses, my works to the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer.
诗人对神的赞美好像活水一样的永流不完呢。
The praises by the psalmist toward God is like this living water, it keeps flowing.
我们对我们神的认识也有，我们对我们的神也有这样的认识吗？
Do we know God in the same way as the psalmist knows God?
我们可以说出这么多的赞美的词句吗？
Can we also say all these good themes and verses like the psalmist?
但愿我们也做一个心里被神的话和爱所充满，口里常用诗章颂词来赞美我们神的人。
May we also be one whose heart is full of God's words and his praises. Therefore, we would praise him often with hymns and psalms.
而不是一个人心里面被谎言充满，口里满了怨言的人。
And we should not be someone whose heart is full of lies and murmurings.
在三章十三到十五节，先知也赞美神的拯救和得胜。
In Habakkuk 3, verses 13 to 15, he also praised God for his salvation and his victory.
神不但拯救了他的百姓和受膏的君王，也把仇敌践踏在脚底下。
So not only has God created salvation for his people and his anointed one, he also tread on the enemy under his feet.
就像当初神拯救了以色列民过了红海，脱离了埃及的权势。
It's just like in early days, God saved the Israelites and let them go through the Red Sea and so that they are set free from the dominion of Egypt.
并且把法老和他的追兵都淹没在红海里一样。
He also buried Pharaoh and the chasing soldiers under the Red Sea. It's just like that.
当哈巴谷明白了神的作为，并且因为对神的认识被拔高以后，
Now after Habakkuk understand the work of God and his understanding knowledge of God has been lifted higher,
就能在信心中对神先发出了赞美。
Therefore, in his faith, Habakkuk could first offer up blessings toward God.
所以在三章十七到十九节里面说，
Therefore, in Habakkuk 3:17 to 19, it says,
纵使庄稼牲畜都因着敌人的掳掠和侵袭而绝了粮，也绝了牛和羊。
Though...Because of the plunder and the attack of the enemy, the harvest and the animals cease to provide food and cattle and flock.
然而，还能因他而欢喜，心欢欣喜乐，就是以神为乐。
And in verse 18 it says, Yet Habakkuk will, yet he will exult in the Lord. He will rejoice in the God of his salvation. This means he is delighting himself in God.
因为神是他喜乐和欢心的原因，而非外在的环境和因素。
Because God is the reason by which he exults and rejoices. It is not the external circumstances and factors.
他相信神必定得胜，仇敌撒旦必被踩在脚底下。
Habakkuk believed that God will surely be victorious, and the enemy of God will surely be treaded under his feet.
在这个末世，我们心里也要有准备。
In this end time, we also need to have be prepared mentally.
前面所面临的环境会更艰难，甚至基督徒也可能会受到逼迫。
The circumstances we will encounter in the future can be more difficult. Even Christians may be persecuted.
两周前，在这一个社会动荡不安之中，最高法院突然以6-3票对男女性别重新定义。
So 2 weeks ago, when the society was in great upheaval and turmoil, the Supreme Court suddenly used to have a new definition between male and female by a 6-3 vote.
否定了圣经所启示神造男造女的事实和真理。
So the court disavowed the revelation from the Bible and the truth and the reality of how God created male and females.
其影响深远。
There's going to be profound influence.
不只造成社会、学校男女有别的次序混乱。
Not only would this cause confusion regarding the order and the distinction between male and female in schools and society.
国家社会的基石家庭被破坏。
And also the foundational rock, the family, is also being destroyed. It is the foundation for the nation and the society.
甚至教会也受影响，不能照着神纯正的话语教导。
To the extent even the church may be influenced, so that the church cannot use the unadulterated word of God to teach.
如果持守真理信仰，会受到逼迫，甚至法律制裁。
If the church holds fast to the truth and its belief, it could even be persecuted or even get legal sanctions.
虽然我们生存的环境逐渐沉沦。
Though the circumstance that we're surviving in are gradually slipping into destruction.
然而我们也能因为对神的认识被拔高而稳行在高处。
Yet, because our knowledge of God has been lifted higher, we can also walk on our high places.
看到最后的结局就是神必定得胜，仇敌必被踩在脚底下。
And we can see the end result, which is God will surely be victorious, and the enemy will be treaded under God's feet.
就能在信心中向神发出赞美，因他而欢心快乐。
And therefore, we can offer up praises by faith, and because of that, we can exult and rejoice.
我也和姊妹在家里操练说赞美主的话。
In our family, my wife and I are disciplining ourselves to speak more praises toward the Lord.
不但操练对神赞美，也操练对人多说鼓励祝福的话。
Not only are we disciplining to praise God, we also disciplining ourselves to speak more encouraging words and blessings to people.
多为人祷告祝福，不说埋怨论断的话。
We're exercising to pray and to bless more, and we are exercising to not murmur and judge.
有一位住在 Oklahoma 州才7岁的一个小男孩。
There's a young boy who lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's only 7 years old.
听见父母在家中讨论抗议示威和暴动的事情之后。
he heard his parents mention protests and riots and all these things.
主动地告诉妈妈说他想要为警察局的叔叔阿姨们按手祷告。
He proactively told his mother he wanted to pray for police officers in the police precinct.
于是妈妈就带了小男孩到了警察当地的警察局。
Therefore, his mother took this little boy to the local precinct.
就询问局长说可不可以来为他们祷告，这位警察局长欣然同意。
And the mother asked if the police precinct chief, if they could pray for them. And the chief gladly consented.
小男孩就按手在警察局长的身上祷告说。
Therefore, the little boy laid his hand on the head of the precinct and he prayed.
神啊，求你来保护警察叔叔阿姨，还有他们的家人。
God, please protect these aunts and uncles who are police officers and their family members.
他要神来保护他们。
The boy wanted God to protect these police officers.
还有我们的城市。Amen.
He also prayed that he wants God to protect our city. And then he said, Amen.
然后一一的为局里面六十几位警员一一按手祷告，一个小小的身躯却产生了巨大的影响力。
And one by one, he laid his hands and prayed for over 60 police officers in that precinct. He is small in stature, but he has a great influence.
回转成为小孩子的样式。
May we all turn and become like children.
多为国家、社会和执政掌权的祝福祷告。
So that we can also pray and bless our nation, our society, and people who rule and reign more.
祷告所发的力量是大的。
Because the power created by prayers is indeed great.
此外，我们也操练和孩子们一起背诵诗篇的经节。
And we are also disciplining ourselves to memorize the Bible verses, verses in the Psalms with the children.
我们不但背诵主的话，也操练背诵诗歌，特别是赞美诗。
Not only do we memorize the word of the Lord, we also discipline ourselves to memorize hymns, particularly praise hymns.
就如诗篇六十三篇我们所背的里面说，我的嘴要颂赞你，我还活的时候要这样称颂你。
Just like what we memorize in Psalm 63, I will bless you as long as I live with my lips.
我们也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你。
And my mouth offers praises with joyful lips.
时时称颂，常常赞美。
We bless constantly and we praise always.
使我们生活中充满了得胜的乐歌。
Therefore, in our lives, is full of songs of deliverance with joy.
在启示录里面告诉我们，天上是满了赞美之声的。
The book of Revelation tells us that there are lots of voices of praises in the heavenlies.
如果我们现在不学习赞美，将来到了天上如何的赞美呢？
If we don't learn to praise Him while we're on this earth, how are we going to praise Him in the heavenlies?
这样在生活中操练赞美他的话，我发觉生活中好像没有什么消极的事情了。
As I learn to discipline myself to praise Him in this manner, I discover that in my life, it is as if there are not too many negative things anymore.
世上的事可以经过我的眼，但不霸占我的心。
These things in the world can pass through my eyes, but they cannot consume my heart.
因为只有神的话才是完全真实可信的。
Because only the word of God are totally faithful and true.
也只有神的国才是存到永远的。
And only the kingdom of God can endure forever.
也唯有在神的眼中被神称义才是真正的义人。
And furthermore, in the eyes of God, only the ones who has been justified by God can be the true righteous man.
最后我愿意用希伯来书十章三十七到三十九节来做结束的话。
In conclusion, I'd like to use words from Hebrews 10:37-39 as my conclusion.
因为还有一点点时候，要来的就来，并不迟延。
For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay.
只是一人必因信得生。
But my righteous one shall live by faith.
他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人。
But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction.
乃是有信心，以致灵魂，就是魂得救的人。
But of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul, that is the salvation of the soul.
就如两周前Christian 弟兄所交通的，这是神给信他之人一个伟大的指示。
Just like 2 weeks ago, our brother Christian shared with us, this is an instruction that God has given to him. This is a great instruction.
还有一点点的时候了，这是一个属灵的等待。
In a very little while, this is a spiritual awaiting.
不但我们在等待主的再来，他主也在忍耐的等候。
Not only are we waiting for the Lord's return, He is also patiently waiting.
他在等待人人悔改，他不愿意有一人沉沦。
He is waiting for all to come to repentance and not wishing for any to perish.
他也正在等待他的教会预备好了，来对付他的仇敌。
He is also waiting for his church to be made ready so that the church can deal with his enemy.
将他的仇敌踩在脚下做他的脚凳。
So that the enemy can be treaded under God's feet and become God's footstool.
在启示录12章12节说，连撒旦魔鬼自己也知道他的时候不多了。
In Revelation 12:12, even Satan...The devil, he himself also knows that his time, he only has a short time.
他即将被丢入火湖中受永远的惩治。
Very soon, he would be tossed into the lake of fire to receive eternal punishment.
所以就在这末世，尽其所能的破坏攻击世上的人。
Therefore, during this end time, Satan is using every which way to attack and destroy people in this world.
所以现在地上这么乱。
Therefore, there's all this upheaval in this world.
但是神的儿女们不要怕他。
However, children of God, do not be afraid of Satan.
他不过是在做垂死的挣扎。
It is only struggling on its deathbed.
我们要在信心中宣告基督已经得胜，仇敌撒旦的结局就是火湖。
We need to proclaim in faith that Christ is already victorious and the enemy's end result is the lake of fire.
主的旨意必定成就，他必快来审判，不再迟延。
The will of the Lord will surely be accomplished. He will quickly come to judge. He will not delay.
我们这般已经因信得着他神圣生命的人，
We who have already believed in him and has already received his divine life,
要趁着还有今天不断地往前。
We have to seize upon the fact that we still have today. We need to press on forward.
天天靠这个生命过一个得胜超越喜乐的生活。
Every day, relying on this life, we live our life in a manner that is transcended and full of joy.
神喜欢我们凭信往前。
God delights for us to walk by faith.
不止我们的灵得救了，我们还要得着魂的救恩。
Not only has our spirit been saved, we will also receive the salvation of our souls.
我们一生要过一个因信得生被神称义蒙神喜悦的生活。
So all the days of our life, we should be receiving this life by faith. We should be justified by God. We should lead a life that is pleasing to God.
将来在审判台前，我们就要得公义的冠冕。
In the future, before his judgment seat, we will receive the crown of righteousness.
更如我们刚才所唱的诗歌的第一节所说的
Just like the hymn we just sang in stanza one
起来站在主这边做基督十架的精兵
Stand up, take the side of Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross
将主的大旗高举必不失败
Lift high his royal banner, you will not suffer loss
主必率领他的大军胜而又胜
From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead
直到撒旦全军溃败人人尊基督为主
Till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed
第四节凡靠基督得胜的终必得生命的冠冕
In stanza 4, it says, To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be.
今天在生活中以神为乐。
Today, as we live our lives, we delight ourselves in God.
主来的时候，必与基督一同快乐，一同作王，直到永远。
When the Lord comes back again, we will rejoice with Christ, and we will rule and reign with him forever.
何等荣耀的盼望
What a glorious hope
让我们低头祷告
Let's bow our heads with a word of prayer
主啊我们要赞美要敬拜你
Lord we ought to praise and worship you
你将这美好大好的信息福音赐给我们
You have given us this great news the gospel
就是义人必因信得生
Which is the righteous shall live by faith
借着简单的相信并接受耶稣基督不但不致灭亡反得永生
Which is by simple faith we receive and believe in the Lord not only will we not perish but we will have eternal life
今天我们还可以靠这个生命过一个得胜超越并且喜乐的生活
And by this life We can live our lives In a transcendent way A victorious way And a joyful way
Amen 把仇敌踩在我们的脚下
And we will tread the enemy Under our feet
主啊不论周围的环境如何的败坏
Regardless of how corrupt our surroundings are
然而我们还能因耶和华欢心因救我们的神喜乐
Yet we can still exult in God and rejoice in the God of our salvation
因为你已经得胜仇敌已经失败了
Because you have already overcome and the enemy has already failed
赞美我们的神我们把一切的荣耀和颂赞都归给你
We praise our God We give you all glory and blessings
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
我们最后好不好把那首诗歌的第一节和第四节再唱一次
Finally, let's sing this hymn, the first and the fourth stanza, once again.
第一节，我们来唱诗歌658首，第一节，起来，起来，为耶稣。
Hymn 658, stanza 1.